This evening's call, we've entitled The Perfect Product. And I've had a number of emails asking me what this was going to be about, and I hope all of you just chose to listen rather than have me explain ahead of time as to find out whether or not it would make it worth your time. And this is driven by a very, very simple concept that I run into all the time. And I was just speaking this past weekend. Bob and I spent a couple hours together. And what's very enlightening to me when I realize that people become motivated from some simple concepts, some simple words that people make about a product and really don't think much beyond it. And it also has come to light to me, which is something we all should know, is that somebody can watch a 30-second TV commercial and after viewing it once or twice become interested about what that person is selling or what that person is talking about and find it to be credible because it's on television. Other people, because they can go to a meeting and hear someone speak and the person speaks well, speaks articulately, may or may not have a title, and become somewhat logical in what they say, people then all of a sudden become interested and want to know more about that product and take everything as said at face value. And what I wanted to talk about this evening is what a perfect product would be. And I think it begins from what is said about that product, what is described in that product, and whether what is said really has to do with that product. So we're going to take the approach which is very simple. Let's talk about something that would be of benefit to people. Let's talk about something like an antioxidant. And there's many companies out there today that sell products with antioxidants. Vitamin C is an antioxidant. Oranges are antioxidants. Blueberries are antioxidants. Tea is antioxidant. Coffee is antioxidant. Just about anything from the plant kingdom that is a food would be classified as an antioxidant if you get down to it. The question is, does the body use or absorb that food and make it into an antioxidant? It's when you digress or move away from something as a food in its whole state. The fruit, the berry, the coffee, the tea, something in its real state, and it's something you buy in a bottle or something you buy in a pill, has it maintained its antioxidant qualities? If you listen very carefully and read very carefully to what is said, people never, as a general rule, will say, yes, in fact, it is identical to, as beneficial as. They'll simply say that something contains this, and therefore this fruit contains this. Therefore, when you look at our products and our fruit contains this fruit, therefore it is an antioxidant. That's a long stretch. Just because the fruit on the tree is an antioxidant doesn't mean the product in the bottle is. So what is the perfect product? Good question. I'm going to be the first to say that what you eat and what you find in nature that's grown without the use of chemicals is as close to perfect can be because we didn't create it, we being man. I think it's important to say that when you have something in its state and it's alive rather than something that rotted on the tree, it's a benefit. So when you look at companies that manufacture products and you hear what they have to say about what they've manufactured and you want to believe that it's what it is because you trust them or somebody looks reputable, you accept it. Well, let's go this evening and let's not be accepting. Let's be challenging. And let's look at one basic item. Let's look at an antioxidant category. And there's many categories of antioxidants. There's about 12 different categories to be specific. And one of them is T-catechins. And for the longest time, the T-catechin concept flourished with the idea of green tea. And people always looked at black tea as being of no value. Well, I'm here to say that there's T-catechins in both. There were people that probably when I was just starting in this business 40 years ago, people would say that only herbal teas had benefit. Well, herbal teas do have benefit. Chamomile, peppermint have benefit. But the word only becomes not inclusive, but exclusive. Well, let's go to the property of tea that's so beneficial, which is T-catechin. Let's ask ourselves, what is the most beneficial way, the quickest way, the most effective way to get a T-catechin into our system? We learn it comes through properly brewing the tea leaf. Now, we know that Camellia sinensis, whether it be steamed or dry rolled, there's the two ways of processing it, are the ways in which you get green and black tea. And there are antioxidants or T-catechins in both. The green tea has a bit more epogallates, EGGs. Is it better? Sure. Is it different? Yes. Is it superior? Not necessarily. It's a different group. There's thousands of different antioxidants within the T-catechin category. So I'm not going to downplay or degrade another product, but what I will say this. What we've learned is it's the extraction of the catechin that makes it so valuable. And it's for that reason that we don't take Camellia sinensis leaves and we chew them. It's for that reason that we don't grind up a Camellia sinensis, even if it were steamed and dried and rolled and made either black or green. We don't grind it and put it in a capsule. Because it's not the dried product or the encapsulated product or the chewed product that becomes bioavailable or available for the body in a format it can use. What we need to do is look at the tea catechin and say, where does it come from? Well, it's most highly effective when it's extracted in water and warm water to hot water. That's what extracts the tea catechin. So how do you take a Camellia sinensis plant, dry it or steam it, then steep it in hot water and extract the tea catechins to be beneficial for you as one of the greatest antioxidants in the world? Well, that's tough, because when you really look at the analysis, you find that when you take Camellia sinensis and you put it at about 190 to 191 degrees, that's about maximum that you want it to reach to properly extract the tea catechins and effectively make them utilizable in the system. And this goes back through years of work that's been done specifically by the Chinese, to a great degree by the Japanese, but it's basically Asian cultures. Even though the black teas have been accepted within the European cultures after they brought them from China thousands of years ago, maybe not thousands, probably within the thousands, and it's during that time that the European countries became accepting of teas and learned the proper ways to brew it for taste. The Asian cultures knew the proper way to brew it for nutritional benefit, being the tea catechins. Well, I don't know that. I don't know how to take the Camellia sinensis. I have read it. But I don't really have the time or patience to get that temperature around that 187 to 192 degree range, because it's that temperature which the catechins become released. But usually, as we know within nature, you know, Sunrider follows a real solid principle, and that principle of regeneration that says that balance is the key element to everything in life, whether it's how we balance our social life with our business life, how we balance our business life with our family life, whether it's how we balance our foods, how we balance our exercise, not become too compulsive on anything, but yet have enough attention to it within the food kingdom and how we eat. It has to do with the proper balance between nourish and cleanse, so the body is able to balance itself. It's putting enough whole foods into the system so the body can extract the nutrients it needs. It's really respecting the yin and yang principle of life. Well, when we look at Camellia sinensis, and we're trying to make sure that we do this, we understand that there is a yin and a yang to everything. And the yang to Camellia sinensis is the caffeine and the tannins, the tannic acid. You know, they used to tan leather hides for things that you wear like shoes and belts, coats. And this tannic acid that's used is derived from plants such as tea. Well, it becomes an acid, it becomes very, very difficult, it becomes very, very bitter. Logically, when you brew tea for too long or it gets too hot, there's a bitter taste to it. It's not positive on the system. But it's one of those yang things that come with the yin. If the yin is nourished or good and the other is bad, that's what it is. The second element in Camellia sinensis, as a derived into a byproduct of black or green, is to whether or not there's caffeine. And the first reaction by people on health is, I can't have caffeine. I don't want caffeine. Good analysis, good idea. However, let's stop and ask ourselves, why is there caffeine in that plant? Why are there tannins in that plant? Well, I don't know the exact reason, per se, in detail, but I do know it's there for a reason. I believe our Creator has it there for a reason, did it for a reason, or was it an accident? This isn't some foolish mistake that occurred. There's a reason that it occurred. And that reason probably has to do with what science is telling us, and it says that if you're going to properly cleanse the body, there needs to be a bit of a purge or a stimulation or a kick that comes with it. Not the kind of kick you think from caffeine is, you know, if you're wired and stimulated and you can run longer like all these energy drinks that kids drink. No. It has to do with the fact that for the body to properly cleanse, the liver needs a bit of a massage or stimulation, and a small amount or a small introduction of caffeine can be effective for that. The second principle we've learned is that to effectively do that, it becomes a moderation issue. And how do you get the least amount of caffeine from Camellia sinensis, the least amount of tannins, and the maximum amount of the tea catechins with a minimum amount of tannins? Well, that becomes a very difficult question. That's sort of like, you know, the world may be round, but how do I prove it? Well, that goes beyond what you and I could ever do. So we think we might have the perfect formula. We can go out and buy Camellia sinensis. We know that it's under 192 degrees. But we don't have any way of determining the nutritional value of those leaves and whether or not it needs to be steeped for 1 minute or 9 minutes to get the maximum antioxidants and the least amount of caffeine and tannin. So how do we make the product that's most nourishing and cleansing with the least amount of negative? How do we bring about the yin and yang balance? How do we make the perfect antioxidant beverage in our home, by ourselves, reading a book? That's a pretty tall order. But why would we drink something that could be negative or less beneficial when we know, in fact, it is what is in nature that brings us the maximum benefit? When you listen to manufacturing companies, when you go to health food stores, drug stores, you go to multi-level meetings, you look on the internet, and you read what people have to say about their manufactured product that is in a liquid or it's a juice or in a pill, the first question should be, is it safe? Is it effective? Does it nourish and does it cleanse, or does it have some negative impact on my body? And they're going to say, oh, no, there's nothing negative to it. Okay, good, nothing negative. What are the nutritional benefits? How much antioxidant is in that? How much of the nutrients are in that? And most of the time, they'll only make claims about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, which are the sugars and the proteins and the fats of the product. And that is because unless they've added isolated nutrients to it, they can't give you the nutritional benefits because it either varies or it's not there. That's not perfect. What is perfect is the original fruit or the original plant that you ate. Therefore, I advocate everybody being a vegetarian, only eating what they get out of their garden. If you can steam it, cook it, or process it properly to give you maximum nutrients, so therefore the perfect food becomes even more difficult. As you've heard me say many, many times, you can eat a tomato and say it's the best product in the world. If you add heat to it, you think you destroy the nutrients. Ironically, that isn't true. The lycopene content in a tomato, for those of you from Australia, it's a tomato, when you in fact add heat to it and make it into a sauce or a juice, if you will, which is how people oftentimes do with tomato products, the lycopene content increases four times. And lycopene is the antioxidant that you need from the tomato. The red color is obviously very valuable as well. Let's focus back on the tea catechins. Let's focus again on this perfect cup of tea. If, in fact, we know that the caffeine becomes necessary, but in extreme moderation, then we ask ourselves, well, what can we do to keep it to a minimum? Well, some people try to make decaffeinated teas for the nutritional benefit, because green tea is great, but I don't want the caffeine, so I'm going to strip it out and make decaf coffee, therefore we live happily ever after. The reality is, when you talk to a scientist, when the caffeine is removed through whatever process they do, the removal of the caffeine takes a lot of the antioxidant tea catechins with it. Why? Because it's bonded together for some reason. They're linked together so that it will transport into the body safely so that they will get to the system where they need to go. I can't explain to you why. I just know that's the way nature works. So decaffeinating it, coffee, tea, whatever, is not the most effective way to bring you the perfect beverage. If we had a machine in our home that was able to analyze the catechins, and as they begin to rise, and as the caffeine begins to rise, and they were to reach this perfect point where the caffeine reaches a certain level and sort of crosses, if you sort of think of two lines going in an angle to form like an X, when they cross where the caffeines go up and the tannins go up and the antioxidants go up and the brewing stops at that point, the little basket goes in and pulls up the ground-up Camellia sinensis, moves it off to the side and dumps it, what's left in that pot or that cup is the perfect cup of tea. Wouldn't that be great? I imagine one of those machines could be made for, well, based upon what scientific equipment costs, probably $3,000 to $5,000 to analyze that perfectly every time for the perfect cup of tea, not from taste standpoint, nutritional benefit. Interestingly enough, when you make the perfect cup of tea, there's very little bitterness to it. Small side effect to it, but true. So let's look at what Sunrider, what they do. When I talk about Sunriders having the perfect product, I'm going to focus on two products in particular. The first one is Fortune Delight. And why is that perfect? Well, it's perfect because Dr. Chen says, you know what, if we invest enough money and enough technology, we're going to be able to brew Camellia sinensis as a base, both green and black, and we're going to add a few other plants to it, both for the antioxidants, nutritional benefits, and taste. But we're going to make it so perfectly that every single time when that line begins to grow, and these two lines cross to form an X. And it's at that point of intersection that we stop the brewing and we throw away those leaves. Then we take that product and we deliver it to people. They'll have a perfect cup of tea every single day. The best beverage in the world. Perfect. Geez, how do we get it to them? Well, I guess we have to have them drive to California. Pull up, fill up their jar, and keep going. Well, we know that doesn't work. So how do we take this from the 10 people that can get it to the thousands upon thousands of people in the world that would like to have the perfect cup? Well, Dr. Chen, through millions of dollars of research and development, developed a way that he's taken from the medical industry in terms of making medicine by taking this liquid tea and doing what they call a large three-high story flow coat process, which literally throws water in the air up and down. It's sort of like a, not like a washing machine that goes around, but an up and down process that literally removes the moisture. It extracts the water out and leaves the nutrients that are left. The easiest way I can describe this to you in slow motion is to take a cup of tea, for example, brew it, let it sit on your stove, or let it sit on your sink in a cup for who knows how many days till all the water evaporates. What's left in the bottom is an interesting kind of a syrup. And if you take that syrup and get it dry and you sort of ground it up, you'd end up with a powder. We've done that. We've made that mistake in life for some reason. You know, I've left a cup in my office sometimes, forget it for a couple of days. Whoa, look at that. Well, what Dr. Chen says, let's find a way to naturally extract the water to sort of dehydrate the water out, and that powder that's left will be the nutrients from the tea. And if we just keep light and air away from it, that's the essence. And if I can take that and package it in such a way that somebody can take it to their home and 3 months later add water to it and reconstitute it, what do they have? Perfect cup of tea. Why is it perfect? Maximum amount of antioxidants, minimum amount of caffeine, minimum amount of tannins, therefore highest available antioxidants for nourishing and cleansing available anywhere in the world. Now, you can spend thousands of dollars on a machine that in your home could make you 3 cups a day, or you can purchase a pack of Fortune Delight and drink it. You can put a little bit in a glass, you can put a lot in a glass. You can put a little bit in a liter of water, a lot of water. You can put warm water, cold water. Makes absolutely no difference because all you're doing is reconstituting and you're getting the perfect cup of tea. For what reason? Nutritional benefits. The cleansing product, it's a nourishing product. We all drink things. This becomes more available, more beneficial. If you think I'm overstating this, I apologize, because I'm not. Companies that produce things in liquids, companies that produce things and say they have the nutritional benefit do not do what we do. They do not concentrate, nor do they prepare in such a manner a product to mimic and be exactly the way to make it perfectly. For a number of reasons. A, the technology doesn't exist, or B, they can't spend the hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. Fortune Delight becomes one of the most unique, perfect products in the marketplace today. Now, I hear people all the time talk about Fortune Delight and rave about it as a benefit that cleanses. And it's sad that we sell that product short of what it is. If there were a way to do the same thing with a fruit juice, for example, where we just added it to water and added nothing else to it, then we would have the perfect fruit juice. But there's reasons because of the acidic content of nature that it can't be done. And it can be done with tea because it's one of the things on this earth that God gave us that literally is enhanced and drawn from concentration, literally because it's concentrated in the plant and reconstituted for you in a very simple pathway. We have mastered that. All other companies give you a hot beverage, if you will, a tea, if you will, and a bag, and tell you to go home and brew it. I don't care who the company is. That is difficult to master. There is nothing challenging about Fortune Delight. You can't mess it up unless you decide you're going to put it in 240-degree water and destroy it. Not common sense. You're talking about putting it in warm water to hot water or cold water. It makes no difference. Just drink it and enjoy it. Now, for all the people who want to know the complexity of Fortune Delight and why it is what it is, I gave it to you. It's the perfect beverage, the perfect antioxidant product. Now, what other product would I put in that category? Well, I would have to tell you at this point, it would be Sunny Dew. Why do I say that? Well, Dr. Chen first introduced a product in the United States back in 1982. And at the time, he never called it perfect. Well, you know, I look at perfect from an adjective standpoint as something that has all the essential elements. Everything necessary is there. It's almost faultless. It's correct. It's precise. It's almost absolute. It's really excellent in all aspects. One of the things that strikes me about Sunnydew is just that. Dr. Chin became aware of stevia when he was in Paraguay as a young man back in the mid-70s, early 70s. And at that time, he had heard about it, learned about it, because of his knowledge and fascination with chemistry. He studied it and found that the stevia plant in Paraguay was superior to any stevia in the world, even though it did exist in other cultures. Decided to do some experimentation with it in 1982, brought it to the United States, and began to concentrate it in such a way and extract it by using water. Well, if you read much of the information out there on stevia, you'll see Dr. Chin's name come up on a number of times, because he has been acknowledged and credited for bringing it to the forefront within the United States. There's companies that have actually put acknowledgement to him on the package for what he's done. Most that go back and study stevia as a dietary supplement know that in 1994 in the United States, when the DSHEA Act was passed, Dr. Chin spent over $1 million of his own money to give the research to the government to have it acknowledged as a dietary supplement, which meant any other company using stevia could do the same. But because other companies oftentimes are in a marketing position to create something for a purpose, their purpose for creating stevia was to create a low-calorie sweetener. Well, that was a total understatement, because just because something is sweet doesn't make it perfect. Because it doesn't have calories doesn't make it perfect. Because having calories is what allows us to have energy to move on. The fact that it may not have any sort of carbohydrate in it affects the part of the population that may be diabetic, but doesn't have anything to do with all the nutritional needs in terms of nourishing and cleansing. Dr. Chin's focus is always on that perfect product, the faultless product. So in extracting stevia, he determined that there were two essential ways to do it. You can use the old conventional European method of using alcohol, which has a tendency to extract out portions of it, and in stevia's case, the side, the S-I-D-E-S part of it, from the stevia side, that actually is the sweet part of it from a chemical standpoint. Or he could use a water extract that literally extracted a bit of its flavor, but basically kept it intact. And then the concentration product, in fact, not only give the sweetness, but give its nutritional benefits from an antioxidant nutritional standpoint. So given the choice of having something that tastes sweet because I stripped out the part of it that's sweet, we're taking the entire plant with all of its benefits, like he does with Fortune Delight, and giving you something that's both safe, nutritionally balanced, and powerful, he creates a product called Sunnydew. And what he was able to do, he first came up with SunEctor, and he came up with Sunnydew. What he was able to do about 15, probably 20 years ago, I think, not in 1987, 22 years ago, he was able to literally take the SunEctor, our original product, which was sort of a dark brownish color that had a real plant taste to it, which I prefer, personally. I think it really enhances the bouquet and the flavor of Fortune Delight. But because some people didn't like that flavor in water, he found a way to extract the chlorophyll, which is a nutritional product, but he extracted it, and it became very light, became a lighter taste as well, became a little bit more pleasant, for example, in water. So Dr. Chin introduced two products to the marketplace, SunEctor and Sunnydew, both of which use a water extraction process, which is far more expensive. He uses the Paraguay stevia, which is far more expensive, because of its rarity and nutritional benefit, and concentrates them in such a way that a few drops create the sweet effect that people like, but you had to have the nourishing nutritional benefit to the body because it brings about balance. So people that want to use stevia as a sugar substitute, I guess it doesn't make a difference what they use. Just like people that want to brew tea because they don't want to drink coffee or whatever they're doing. That's fine. But where somebody is looking for something that is an impactful product, a product that's perfect, then I think people need to take a serious look at what Fortune Delight, Sunnydew, and SunNectar have to offer. And I could go on to other products, but I have to tell you, when I think of the word perfect, these three come to mind. Now, people will say, well, Kelly is also perfect. I will tell you, in my mind, the problem with Kelly is it allows us the latitude of putting it in a cup of water and determining how long it will stay in that water. Because the purpose of Kelly being in water is to extract from the leaves in there the nutrients, which is the same thing Fortune Delight is. But if I leave it in the water too long, or it gets too hot, then I affect the bitterness because of the tannin, and I might in fact harm it in some way because I'm still trying to pull it off the leaf. Now, we can go into a discussion another evening when we have time of how Kelly's made, identical to Fortune Delight, except in the final stage. I'm going to tell you I'm highly prejudiced and say that Fortune Delight is absolutely perfect because I can't mess it up, and I'm not the sharpest tack in a drawer. If I bought that $10,000 machine that would make the perfect cup of tea, I'd probably plug it in wrong. But when I can take something as simple as Fortune Delight, open it up, put it in warm or hot water or cold water, stir it up, add a little Sunny Dew or Sun Nectar to get it to the flavor I want it to be, or mix two different flavors together, or throw it in some fresh squeezed juice, or whatever I decide to do with it, I am able to make a perfect product, both in taste, nutritional advantage, and purpose, and effectiveness. It's as good as if I went out and picked it and brewed it myself, because the only way to get the nutrients from a tea leaf is by brewing, not by chewing, not by juicing, not by pressing. That's the nature of the tea. So let's start with what we can do perfect, what we can make faultless, what we can make correct, precise, absolute, that has all the essential elements. All of those words that go into the word perfect. Everything that has to do with flawlessness, like the diamond. We're not saying we're making nature better. We're delivering nature to a person in a way that's effective and valuable. So when you go about the next 30 days to our next call, and you're talking to people about Sunrider products, and people always say, well, what should I say? You can say that you have two of the most perfect products created within the U.S. And we're not saying that we're more perfect than what God created. We're perfect from the standpoint of what research and science has taught us about a plant and the way to get that plant into the body to be the most effective. It's sort of that secret that we didn't know. Science does have a lot to teach us. So instead of just guessing that the temperature is right, science can tell you what the temperature needs to be. Instead of saying we know a better way, we know what the correct way is. We just don't know how to do it. This is absolutely, without question, two of the most perfect products manufactured within the U.S. And I'm talking about all the food products. Is it more perfect than an orange? No. Has a different purpose than an orange. Would I suggest you eat an orange? Absolutely. Would I suggest you eat a plum and other fruits? Absolutely. Do I care if you juice them? No, that's fine. Would I suggest drinking them out of a bottle? No, don't. Because it's not the same product. If it's a vegetable juice and you want to press it with a good juicer, that's fine. Vegetable juice in a can or a bottle, not as good. Sunrider takes this product so that you can reconstitute it to the same level and benefit. And when you look at how we manufacture, you understand that from the time that that extraction and concentration process is over, it never sees light or air, therefore it can maintain its nutritional benefit. That's why it's packaged the way it is. My time is up. I hope that this has given you some insight into perfect. In October, we're going to go over two or three other products that fit into that same category, so that you are armed with information to speak to people about Sunrider products from a very simple, understandable focus. And most people would like to buy the best, the most perfect for the family. Without doubt, these products fit into that category. And as we define others for you, I promise you that when we make them available both in information and knowledge to make your journey, your acquisition, your consumption of products more intelligent, easier, and more able to be distributed to other people through conversation. I appreciate your time and look forward to you listening in on another call that we have regularly the first Tuesday of every single month.